Thank you again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast on this Saturday morning. My name is Jerome. Man, welcome to volume number 156 of the Quarantine Lean Edition. Yes, COVID is still alive and well. Hopefully everybody and their families are doing wonderful this morning. What I wanted to talk about today was there needs to be a shift in the mindset of the average black man. And the reason why I'm speaking about this is because, you know, of course we're under a microscope in regards to the way that we dress, the music we listen to, our religion, you know, how we treat our women, just everything. And, you know, RIP to Kevin Samuels, I was thinking about this, you know, back when I was doing radio on intellectualradio.com. I always talked about a lifestyle change. I was doing my walk today. I usually walk 4 miles. I used to do it every day. Now I do it about 3 to 4 times a day. And I was always speaking about a lifestyle change. Like, this is a lifestyle, you know, and I never really thought about it since I'm not in the mainstream anymore. About how big of an impact that I actually had, not only in my life, but other people around me. And then I got to thinking today, a couple of different things happened. I'm on Black Enterprise, you know, I'm on Facebook and the Black Enterprise feed pops up. And the first thing that was being communicated was something about T.I.'s son and how, you know, some other stuff with his daughter and this and this and this. And I'm just like, damn. Black Enterprises went down. Like, it's really not relevant anymore. They're not even talking about business. But, and then as I go ahead and scroll down, I look to see that LeBron James is an actual billionaire. Not surprising to me, because LeBron James is and has always been a very, very smart, intelligent, talented young man. And he has represented himself the way that any businessman that's in the limelight would and should. By having a wife, by being a great father, by being a winner, champion, leader, mentor, you know, the list goes on and on and on. You know, investor, this guy has done it, and he's done it in a way that an average person would do it. But the results for him is astronomical. And it got me to thinking about a paradigm shift, a lifestyle change for the average black person. So when I'm looking at Young Thug and his situation with YFN Lucci, right? Or however you pronounce his name. Lucci, you know what I'm saying? Dude can rap. You know what I'm saying? It's a shame that Lucci's in jail and Young Thug is in jail. They were both investigated by the feds. You know, they're looking at long periods of time, and I'm like, damn, you mean to tell me these people went from making, if not hundreds of thousands, to millions a year, and in Young Thug situations, tens to 50 millions a year, to now being put in jail for basically minuscule beef? And when I look at just the average black man and how much money that we're making, that needs to come up. When I look at the average black man and their education and our education, the amount of education that we have, that needs to come up. When I look at the average black man and his business is not being successful, that needs to come up. So when I say a paradigm shift, I'm speaking about mentally. Because everything starts in our minds. See, we can't think it's cool anymore to be like, yeah, you know, I mean, and sadly, this shit is still going on. Like, yeah, you know, we finna go ride on the other side. No, my guy, the other side is your people. I talk about how we really, really need to mentally change the way that we look at black on black crime. It's too many black people dying from the hands of other black people. And we just, for whatever reason, look over like it's normal. No, my brother, that is mentally, that is a paradigm shift. And mentally and physically and spiritually, we're going to have to approach the problem. And one of our biggest things that we need to talk about, really and truly, is how we communicate with our women. And a lot of people may not like this, but there is a communication breakdown between... No, the communication breakdown is with black men. Because whatever we want our women to do, they're doing the exact opposite. Our word does not hold weight with them. So there needs to be a paradigm shift within that. Mentally. A lot of people probably be like, oh man, you know, whatever, woo, woo, you. Man, look, maybe this podcast is not for you, but it's cool. There needs to be a paradigm shift in regards to how we dress. I'm not talking about, you know, pulling your pants up, this, that, and the third, but I mean, it's getting to the point now to where, shit, we done went from pulling your pants up to, you know what, it's men out here, grown-ass men, out here trying to wear shorts, damn near up to their genitals. Like, what's wrong with you? As a matter of fact, where is this coming from? I tell you what. Check this out. The next time that you're anywhere, just imagine if you're out, right? And the next time you see a group of men, black men. When was the last time, as a matter of fact, outside of a wedding and a funeral that you seen, and sometimes even if you go to a wedding or a funeral, you won't even see this, a group of black men dressed respectfully. I'm talking about in a suit, some nice shoes, properly shaved. Nice haircut. When was the last time that you seen a group of black men like that? And if you did, what was your idea when you seen them? It was probably 100% of the time, it was probably something positive. See, the things that we as black men in our community, some of the things that we think that's positive or that we accept as our culture is really hurting us. Like the drug culture. I mean, shit, at this point in time, the things that we used to like frown and be like, oh, shit, that person doing crack. Crack ain't shit anymore. So for somebody to be strung out on crack, I mean, we know they can bounce back and get their life back. We know that their body can come back together. We know that. Shit, in today's world, you got fentanyl, you got crystal meth, you got all of this other shit going on out here. That this shit will scar your life forever. There needs to be a paradigm shift. There's people out here that's ODing on heroin. And we are accepting this shit. Black men, we are. There needs to be a paradigm shift to not only that we check this shit in the door, that we make it unacceptable. This is not the way a black man operates. What you mean you out here, you know, you gone off the meds? What? What you mean by that? You think that's okay? And I guarantee you, see, when we start talking about this paradigm shift, some things reset automatically. You'll see different rappers like Famous Dex and T-Rail, even Future. You'll see these people saying, damn, man, you know what? That shit had me fucked up. I'll be able to say, I've said it many times. I've been adamant about this. At one point in time, man, I was an alcoholic. I drank too much alcohol. It fucked my spirit up. Yes. And guess what? Man, through strong prayer and alcohol counseling, I went to alcohol counseling as well. I'm not ashamed to say this. You know, I don't drink strong alcohol anymore. I drink wine. I don't get drunk anymore. I'm just telling you what's real. So the shit that I'm talking about, I don't want y'all to think that I'm just on this podium, being that I have a podcast, right? And it's been going on. Basically, I've been doing radio and podcasts for 9 years. Oh, yeah. It's going down. So I don't want y'all to think that the things that I say, that I'm just, you know, that I'm just all, you know, high and mighty and I'm perfect. No, this goes for me too. Basically, I'm speaking to you all out of my own personal experience. I used to be the dude that went out 5 days a week. I missed that shit, by the way. You got to have money to do that. I was a dude that was making $70,000 a year. I was a dude that had, you know what I'm saying, 2 cars. I changed wardrobes every season. Yeah, I was one of them dudes. Man, everybody knew me. You know what I'm saying? All of that. I was a guy and still am. But you know what? I was humble. I had to rebuild myself. I went broke. I bought my house. I'm just almost done rehabbing my house. So I don't want you all to think that what I'm saying doesn't refer to me too, because it does. That's just in case of any young dudes out there listening like, oh man, this dude right here, he's just one of these old schoolers just like to be talking shit. No, this is real. But let me get back to what I was saying though. If you listen to these people, they'll let you know, man, I was fucked up. Talk to Crooked Eye. At one point in time, he said he had stopped drinking and smoking and everything. He was fucked up. This shit out here really fucks us up, bro. That we're consuming. And it's either one or two things is going to happen after that. Either your body breaks down or your mind breaks down. One of the two. And we don't know how to do things in moderation because these things are addictive. So the attention and the money and the focus that we have for our family and loved ones, that shit is out the door. I didn't mean to go off on this tangent. I'm just saying, this is what I'm talking about by shifting a paradigm mentally, doing a paradigm shift, because it all starts in your mind. What starts in your mind, your body will follow. This is the reason why black men really and truly, when they start making this $90,000, $100,000, regardless of, I know a lot of people may not agree with me with this, but I say, you know what, why would you go pay $400,000 for a brand new house when you could buy a house where you at for $100,000 cash? When you mortgaging you and your family's future. And then when you go out there, then guess what? You're going to spend money with people don't even look like you. Which we going to do that anyway in the black, and you know, in our black community. But there needs to be a paradigm shift in regards to business and how we spend our money, and be serious with it. But let me just focus on this paradigm shift in regards to buying where you live. Think about this. If every home in our community was owned by somebody that looked like us, what would that do for our community? Not the people, because make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, when I talked about race and survival, racism versus survival, we're thinking about racism. They're thinking about survival. So our community is being hunted down. These people know that there was an influx in regards to travel, in regards to African Americans in the Sun Belt. What did they do? We made it popular to go back down south, to go to places like North Carolina, Atlanta, Tennessee, Louisiana, Florida. We made that shit popular. What did these people do? They came and bought up all the fucking homes. Texas, Houston, Dallas. Now, shit, you know what? Any of these places around Houston, around Texas, around Austin, you're paying big bucks. When 10 years ago, it wasn't even thought about. People was, 10 years ago, it was homes in Houston, Texas that you could get for $30,000. I try to tell my family that we should all put our money together in income tax time and just buy one home every year. We would have been sitting fucking pretty right now. That's a whole nother story. I don't even want to get into that. But guess what, though? I got mine right now. I paid for mine cash. Everybody laughing at me, too. Oh, yeah. They going in on me, calling my house raggedy. They saying this and saying that. But guess what, though? On paper, theirs cost a lot. On paper, they're doing damn good. See, because what they don't know is, see, I actually studied economics. See, on paper, it looks all right. But see, they're not counting in their car note. They're not counting. Hell, if they do pay tithes, I haven't paid tithes in probably about 4 years, actually, because I don't have a church, but I go to a church behind me, but I'm not a full-blown member. But water bill, light bill, they're not doing all of that. And then they still got to pay this exorbitant amount of mortgage, $2,500 a month. What? When you and your family could have just did this, got a deposit out of your 401k if you was married or if you were single, right? Could have got that $100,000 right out of that 401k and boom. Uh-oh. And before you know it, guess what? Now you and your family living good. Now that $2,500 that you was going to pay, oh, no. Oh, no. That $2,500, that's in your wallet. I wanted to explain that to you all. See, this is the reason why we have to do this paradigm shift. There needs to be a paradigm shift in regards to black men, in regards to how we raise our children. How many black men can honestly say for the last 6 months that they have said, you know what, hey, look, I don't want to be out when I get paid on the weekends. Where are my children? Where is my family? Instead of the black man saying, hey, look, guess what, man? If I buy something, I'm finna be at the crib. Right? Because this is when we start to spend all of our money. We want to go buy liquor. We want to go buy weed. We want to go buy new clothes. We want to go to the club. We want to do this. We want to do that. Damn. Because we're going to make time for that. That's for sure. I don't give a damn what's going on. We could have $0. But by the time Friday hit, we're going to be trying to do something to be seen in the midst of the other people. Man, what you out here doing, man? I'm trying to get do some money. So not so I can feed my kids. Not so I can make my situation better. Man, I'm out here trying to hustle up. Man, I want to go to the club tonight. Damn, man, shit. You just said you was broke Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But shit, now that Friday here, you want to go to the club tonight. And then by 3 o'clock, you're going to be on that same hustle. So you go to the club Saturday night. And then Sunday, you back bagging again. You see what I'm saying? I'm putting it down so the average person can understand. Now, here's where the other paradigm shift needs to start. With black men. And see, this is where the problem starts. I'm so tired of rich people or people that's doing good hating on poor people. Being so motherfucking judgmental. And this is across the board. You could be a D-boy. You could be a truck driver. You could be a CEO. You could be a nurse. You could be a basketball player. All of them. Oh, man, shut your broke ass up. Oh, they don't got shit over there. You ain't shit. Damn. How about you just relax and be humble? This is the main purpose of this video, because black people, once they get into a certain status, all shit. You know what they gonna do? You better than any other people. Fuck them people over there. They don't got shit. As long as me and mine straight, goddamn it, we all right. I know y'all done heard this. Stop. Stop thinking that you better than anybody else. Because guess what? At the end of the day, we're all in the same place. You may just live in a different neighborhood and drive a better car, but we all share the same values. When it's time for Thanksgiving, you going to cook the same turkey. You going to make the same greens, the same dressing. Oh yeah, you're gonna do it. You're gonna wanna spend the same quality time with your family. Yeah. There needs to be a paradigm shift. I started this podcast off about LeBron James and him being a millionaire. Today he saluted his wife, his girlfriend, his woman, his companion, the apple of his eye. It was beautiful. Fellas, there need to be a paradigm shift in regards to how we celebrate our women. The ones that stayed down, even though that you was in jail. The ones that stayed down and stayed with you, even though you done cheated. The ones that stayed down with you, even though when you know what I'm saying, even though when y'all was living in the projects. And when y'all bought the house right around the corner, and now your kids got a yard to, notice I said right around the corner, not in the next neighborhood. But anyway, yeah, now your kids got a backyard, you got your own living, you know this is your own house, you didn't pay for it cash, you and your wife, or your girlfriend, or whoever, your baby mama, whatever, right? We need to celebrate these people. These women. We've been going hard on black women. I've always celebrated black women, right? And I've always challenged our black men that we need to step up. If you listen to my podcast, you already know that. I'm me, myself, personally. I'm very big on family. I don't like to see any family fighting. I don't like to see black people fighting. It just does something to me. It's very, very distasteful. Over nothing, really. But yeah, we need to celebrate our black women better. This is the paradigm shift that I'm talking about. We need to celebrate the accomplishments of our families better. There needs to be a paradigm shift, not only in how we educate our children, but also how we raise our children. From a black man standpoint. Oh, yeah. Y'all thought I wasn't going to say that? I'm going now. There needs to be a paradigm shift in what we call how we take care of ourselves. And also how we're being treated and how we treat one another. The average black man. So how do we do this? Number one, it starts in our mind. Number two, and I know I've talked about different education and different things such as that, but we need to start setting the bar higher in regards to education. No longer is a high school diploma like acceptable. Well, he graduated high school, so what? That ain't nothing. The bar now is a master's degree. He got his master's degree. Okay, so now we can sit down and talk. It's not I'm going back to school to get my master's. And I want everybody on this podcast to listen to me and hold me accountable because that's what the goal is now. Because I can't come on here and talk to my nieces and talk to my nephews and say, hey, look. Well, Uncle Jerome, what you talking about? Cousin Jerome, what you talking about? You don't got your master's degree yet. Yes, but I'm going back to school. So hopefully we can all graduate together. Right? See, and this goes to the people that are in their 30s or late 20s, 30s, and mid 40s. We have to set the bar. We just can't be these people just sitting back talking. We have to set the bar. Okay, so we talked about education. We talked about, so that's two. Three, buying in our own community. This is the paradigm shift. This is how we do it. Four, creating better, strong businesses that are not only geared, but are tailored strictly to African Americans. And when I say strictly, I'm talking about in proximity. Just imagine, what would Walmart be without Walmart? I mean, without our community. Hell, we made Walmart famous. There has yet to been a store in our community that has been black owned around the country. Hell, we let Dollar Tree creep up and start taking our dollars now. We have to do better. Four, spending more time with our children, raising our children, dedicating time toward them, raising them properly, getting to know them, having dinner with them. Hey, look, what are you doing right now? Get your wife on the phone. Hey, what are you doing right now? Where are you at? Hey, you need to come home right now. What's wrong? Come home right now. Where the kids at? Okay, with me. You guys need to come home right now. What are you talking? Come home now. Is everything all right? Hey, everybody, let's sit down. Bring out the finest dishes that we have. Bring them out. Did you hear what I said? Bring them out, please. All right, hey, you know what, you guys, let's start to set the table. You need to start. We're going to start cooking. What is this coming from? Hey, look, think this is just something new. Just follow me here. Okay. You mean to tell me we're having dinner as a family? This is the paradigm. There is no, you know what? No, I'm going to my room. No. You're right here. Yeah. Okay, what's up? Oh, you want to play your music? Okay, then everybody at the table play a song then. Let's see what everybody listening to. This is when these conversations are going to start to come out and just be like, hold on, you doing what? No. I'm not mad at you. Tell me more. You see what I'm saying? It's so much a different communication going on with our children that are based on what they perceive because they're in their rooms. Y'all don't even watch television together. You're in your room, probably rolling up a blunt or something. Watch TV with your children. Paradigm shift. Five is communication. Communication with our women. We need to learn how to communicate better. We have to get through to them. We're not getting through right now. Everything is based on transaction and what you got. Okay. Y'all think about these things and let me know if I'm wrong. I don't know. I could be. But I really do appreciate you all tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. You know, and man, it really is a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, for me to speak with you all on a day-to-day basis. Or, you know, I think I do my podcast maybe like 2-3 times a week. If I'm really, really on it 4 times a week, I had one point in time committed to every single day. That just didn't happen. But, man, I really do appreciate you all for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. We're on volume number 156, and we're talking about a paradigm shift for the black men in our community. Thanks again. You all can follow me on Twitter at Rome Empire. Rome Empire. Chicken and Kool-Aid Podcast. It was Rome Empire. On Facebook, Thornton Media. On Facebook, Jerome Thornton. Instagram, Virtual Hustle 77. I'm going to holler at y'all, man. Y'all enjoy y'all day.